Yes, us. Welcome to the Kefi Life Podcast. My name is Kiki Vale, and I'll be your guide to creating a life of hola gala, all is well. Together, we'll get back to the basics, and we'll explore fresh new ways to flourish in mind, body, and soul the Greek way. You can look forward to interviews, stories, essential self-care strategies, recipes, and actionable takeaway hola gala moments. This is going to be so much fun. Let's get going. Pame! Alexi, for today is episteme, or science. Episteme, the study of it, the study of science, can be life-changing, literally. Please allow me to share. In a highly publicized study, this one found in the Washington Post, researchers at the Duke Clinical Research Institute found that prayers had a positive effect on health outcomes, even prayers from strangers, even when patients did not know they were being prayed for. 150 patients with unstable angina, or recurrent chest pain, or acute infarction, serious heart attacks, were randomly assigned to 5 treatment groups. One group received standard medical therapy only. Others received standard treatment plus healing touch, relaxation, imagery, or off-site intercessory prayer. The names of those to receive prayer were given to strangers of a variety of religious persuasions: Carmelite nuns living near Baltimore, Buddhist monks in Nepal, a Unity Church congregation in Missouri, and some others. Using 3 medically validated scales, the researchers found that patients receiving non-standard treatment showed a 30% reduction in adverse outcomes compared with people in standard care only group. Episteme, or science, another great experiment with an hola gala outcome.
Eleolado, olive oil, has been celebrated in the civilized world for millennia, nearly eternal. The oil of this fruit has been more than just food to the cultures of the Mediterranean region. It's been medicinal, ceremonial, sacramental, and the foundation of great wealth and power. It is safe to say that olive oil is the ethos, the essence of Greek culinary culture. Today, the priceless and life-giving ingredients of this liquid gold can be delivered to you when you purchase your premium bottle of Kefi Life Extra Virgin Olive Oil from the region my parents were born, the Peloponnese. The coveted Koroneki olive is extensively cultivated here in the southern part of Greece, which offers the unique microclimate needed to grow a fruit netting the utmost nutrient value for extra virgin olive oil. Kefi Life Extra Virgin Olive Oil, a boundless amount of value, high in antioxidants with anti-inflammatory properties, linked to good mood and improved mental health. Get your bottle of wellness today when you visit kefilife.com. Yamas, this is Kefi Life episode 166, and it's titled Faith. I am a Greek Orthodox Christian. As always, thank you so much, friend, for listening to my podcast every week as I bring you along on my writing journey as it pertains to my upcoming book. As destiny will have it, the chapter that I'm on now and the focus of today's episode is about faith. The stars are lining up as the subject matter happens to align with what Greek Orthodox Christians are celebrating this week, and that is Holy Week, culminating in Pascha. Did you know that Pascha means Passover? It's an Aramaic word used in the King James New Testament Greek lexicon to describe things involving the Passover. It refers to the Paschal lamb or Paschal sacrifice. Non-Greeks or Orthodox faithful call it Easter. As a Greek Orthodox Christian, this week and every Lenten season, my family and I observe the holy days to the very best of our abilities. This includes things like we do like fasting and praying and reading, attending services, and keeping the eyes and ears and mouth in clean mode for 40 days. Moreover, I realize that faith is personal, so today I will share from a place which emphasizes the value faith can have in one's life. Let's use my experience as the example. I was born into Greek Orthodoxy. I'm called a cradle Orthodox. My parents, coming from Greece, were baptized Greek Orthodox. They baptized me Greek Orthodox, and so on and so forth, and I do that for my children. I've always been Greek Orthodox, but to say that I'm the same one that I was at birth is wayward. More accurate is to say that as I mature and as I raise my own family and I'm constantly renewed, as I make continuous effort to learn and partake on a different, deeper level, I grow as well. So I'm the same, but I'm different, evolving, growing in the faith.
you know it, I know it, that we as people, all people, are called to grow and to evolve. Regarding orthodoxy, it's just impossible to fathom the breadth and depth of it. One can never know or learn everything about orthodoxy. This is how immense and majestic it is. The great news is that orthodoxy is not exclusive to Greek people. Bet you didn't know it. In essence, orthodoxy is for all people because it's the apostolic faith of Jesus and his apostles. In simple terms, the apostolic faith is the faith that Christo, or Christ, taught us, gave us 2,000 plus years ago. In regards to Greek Orthodoxy, it's the language and culture that are pretty much the differences from the Eastern European branches of the religion. For example, there's Russian Orthodox, Antiochian, Serbian Orthodox, Ukrainian, Romanian, Greek, and so forth. If we look at the word and what it means, Orthodox in the Greek language is orthodoxia, meaning the correct way. If you break it down, it literally means right teaching or right worship, coming from two Greek words, orthos, right, and doxa, teaching or worship. So what I particularly adore is that the original New Testament is written in the ancient Greek language. So yes, I do feel a distinct and extra special connection with orthodoxy. All right, you may be thinking, scratching your head like, Kiki, why do I care about this? Well, because orthodoxy is mysterious, mystical, and transcendental. It takes you to another place, almost like a paradise, one with God, prayer. You're almost like outside of your body when you are practicing and praying. Again, this is an opportunity given for everyone, but not everyone is bestowed the privilege or the birthright that I've been given. If you have not, you have to seek or catch it. And yes, you can, if you're interested, that is. At this moment in time, what I can impart here on your behalf, though, is the value and the powerful effect faith in general can have on your life. For example, my friends of different faiths who practice and love their chosen theology share a common well-being with orthodoxy. And that includes more than a few pillars like family, tradition, worship, customs, prayer life, almsgiving. And I feel like these, my friends, are the tenets of a healthy and blessed life. Doesn't that sound wonderful to you? These are the threads that weave the most comforting and beautiful tapestry to drape over us and illumine us, our hearts, our minds, our souls. Our faith gives us a sense of belonging. It's like a social relationship with loved ones and, of course, a relationship with God. Our prayer that we do is like talking with a friend. I'd agree with that. You may ask again, Kiki, like, how do you know this? Well, besides the fact that it is my positive experience, science proves it too. There's an anthropologist, her name is Tanya Lorman, and she's at the Stanford University, and she studies data and does research about health and meditation. And one of the most striking findings that she's done in social epidemiology is one that involves religious involvement with God. And it shows that it is better when you have religious involvement. It's better for your body in terms of your immune functions and reducing loneliness. How about that? One explanation for this, Lorman says or writes or reports, is that those with an intense faith, God becomes a social relationship. Check this out. Here's another example. There was an MRI result done on a few people. Those results indicated that in terms of brain function, talking to God resembles conversing with a friend. Again, I would agree with this. That being the case, how do you learn more about faith? If you're interested, if you have it, if you don't have it, if you want to grow with it? Well, begin with the people that you know that have some form of faith or exemplify or role model it. For example, in my life, it would be parents, grandparents, aunts, uncles, my cousins, friends, reading books, traveling to the holy sites. You can learn from spiritual leaders and even priests. It's priests like Father Fotios Tomarakos, who made such an immeasurable influence on me when I was a youngin. He and his presbytera, that means wife of priest, they taught us Greek. They taught us the hymns, the prayers, the customs, the rituals, the practices, all of them, the feast days, all the practices to participate in. And they also imparted the value of our individual name and so much more. Father Tomarakos and his wife
taught with such enthusiasm and selflessness that to this day, I recall and practice and even appreciate all the tenets of my faith. Today, friend, I'm thankful for those long Monday nights that at the time sometimes gave me a tedious and even bored feeling. Come on, I was only in elementary school, but you get it. I'm also grateful to my mother who prodded and she somewhat forced me to go and catch orthodoxy firsthand. Thanks for loving me, Manula. I'm forever grateful for your wisdom and for watching you up close and afar, for walking the talk, being the example so that I can trust and know that what you're doing is true from your example. Another person I must mention is Peter Fakaris, a stellar example of living with faith and olá kalá, all is well. Pete passed away at 90. He was a family man, a man of faith, a West Point graduate, a wrestler, a weekly church attendee, and a model Christian, model man. My husband and I were so excited, so honored when we were newlyweds to get the invitation to his 50th wedding anniversary. He had been married at the time to his beloved Angie for 50 years. That night, Pete said a lot of great stuff while he was, thanking his guests. He said, thank you so much for helping me celebrate, and it's such an honor to have all of you and all that good stuff. But what really stands out in my mind is sort of like words of wisdom that he shared with all the people at the celebration. And he said, it's better in life to take the hard right than the easy wrong. I have followed that rule all my life, and he's right. What a guy, Pete Fakaris. I learned from you and thank you. Rest easy, my friend. Memory eternal. Barbara Pappas, another person, a woman who is highly intelligent and educated with a master's in theology and written many books on faith, always told me when I asked her, Kiki, it's not really about being perfect in your pursuit of orthodoxy, growth, and becoming a better person. It's about showing up and doing your best. Do your best. So all of these are special people in my life that I have learned from that have been exemplary role models. Do you have someone in your life like this that you say, wow, they are really making the effort. They are running the race. They are learning, growing. Have you paid attention to their example and to their growth and to their beauty in their life? If you have, you're very fortunate. If you don't, you need to surround yourself around some of these types of people. If you're a science buff, and get it, I understand. I have so much respect for the sciences and I love science. If you're one of those people and focuses a lot on this, listen to this one. There are medical studies that agree practicing faith enhances as an individual's overall well-being by giving them direction, security, and positivity in their daily lives. There are numerous works of academic research, data, and analysis which support a stronger mental space with the practice of faith and prayer. So what have you got to lose by practicing faith? Rewind. What do you have to gain by practicing faith? This question and others are waiting to be answered by you. In the meantime, to each of my Orthodox family, friends, and unknowns, and all the people of the world, Kalo Pascha, Kalia Anastasi, Great Resurrection, Blessed Resurrection, and of course, more about this and lots of other good things, nuggets of wisdom in my upcoming book. Until the next episode of Kefi Life, check me out on Instagram at KefiLife_, LinkedIn at Kiki Vale, and on the World Wide Web at KefiLife.com. Hola kala and kalyusinekia, a good continuation to you and yours. Vilakia, kisses.
Kiki Vale is the founder of Kefi Life. She is passionate about whole person wellness and living a fulfilled life. Her Kefi Life podcast is created to simply and naturally help you harmonize the mind, body, and soul the Greek way. Visit KefiLife.com and check out Kiki Vale on LinkedIn and on Twitter. Join us again next time for more positive energy and inspiration on Kefi Life.